Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
God, praise God. We thank God for his word tonight, amen, for his opportunity to come here, receive, and partake in. And so we thank God, we give you all greetings tonight. Welcome to Every Word. Amen. My Apostle Marcus Dupree, I thank God for each and every one that's on tonight. We thank you. We bring kingdom greetings from Eagles Wings International Ministries. And we thank God for what he's about to do in this session tonight. Now, amen. Before we get into prayer, we were in a prophetic moment. And we got caught up in the moment. So nevertheless, we want to bring forth the word of God tonight. We're going to go right into that part. Amen. And so we're going to allow God to do it, do whatever he desires to do. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise, give you honor, glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this opportunity, this moment, this time that you've given to us, oh God. We thank you as we embrace this moment, oh God. Thank you for the unfolding and the manifestation of your word, Lord God. Let it come forth through us, to us, and even impart into us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for change, that your word shall continue to frame our world, teach us, reach us, even cause us to go to another level, oh God. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to share the gospel and to experience the gospel, even in our own lives, oh God. As we share it, we also draw near it. And we thank you, Lord God, for the drawing closer that you, your word is doing. You and your word are one. Thank you for the mighty drawing in Jesus' name. Thank you as you prepare our hearts tonight. Lord God, thank you for the impact of your love, Lord, even upon our lives, Lord God, that we should continually experience you like on high and like on another place totally altogether, oh God. Thank you. You said in your word that he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, oh God. We plant ourselves in your presence tonight. We allow ourselves to be fully captivated, fully consumed in your presence, oh God, because we know it's in your presence where you give freedom, give us freedom, liberty, joy, Lord, even long suffering. Everything that we need to be successful, has every spiritual blessing comes from you. Thank you for the fulfillment of your promise in our lives, oh God. Thank you for the manifestation of the purpose and plan for our lives, oh God, that we shall continue to stand strong, stand firm, and we will not be moved. So, Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Do what you desire to do, Lord God. Have your way tonight. Lord, thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, that you've given us to us once again. And for us to experience you in your presence tonight, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Move according to your word. Lord, truly according to your will, let it be done in the name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you, Lord God. And we, as we embrace this morning, this time, and Lord, in our life and history, we thank you for the unfolding of the word. Thank you for the unfolding of the personality, the promise, and the promises of God. Yea and amen. Thank you for the manifestation and change now in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord God, do what you desire to do tonight. As we stand ready tonight, we're in the spirit of expectation. Expecting you to move in a mighty and awesome way, Lord God. Thank you for your promises, Lord God, that you are fulfilling them day by day, oh God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, those unspoken prayers, oh God, those prayers that you know that abides and resides deeper than the heart, oh God. Thank you for bringing to service and bringing to pass. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, that you're not like man, but Lord, we thank you that you are the true, living, wise God, the God of first, second, third, fourth chance plus, etc., Lord God. So we thank you for this opportunity and this time tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, let your word impact. Let your word bring change. Let your word cultivate us. Let your word even do any kind of drop, anything that needs to be done to penetrate our hearts tonight. Let your word do what it's supposed to do. Thank you as you lead us and guide us in all truth. Thank you for your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So welcome once again tonight. And tonight we want to talk, go right into the word, because last week, like I said, we had our prophetic moment and we got caught in the moment and, you know, it just was gone. It was just gone just like that. So we're going to, since this week here, we're going to make time to get into the word and make the word priority first here, just so we can get dive into that and see what the saith the Lord. Amen. And once again, turn with us to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Because we'll be reading from there. I'll be reading from the King James Version and also sometime back and forth to the NLT Version. So, amen. As we go to verse 1, therefore, see, we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, starting at verse 1. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, and now not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of that glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, so give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying Lord Jesus, and the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto the death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. So once again, we get ready to go into the Word tonight, and we're going to start verse 1 through 12 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we just read that. And so tonight I want to talk about the unbreakable truth and truth bearers. The unbreakable truth and the truth bearers. Let me start by saying this. The Word of God does not need an introduction, does not need help to be what it is. It is what it is, and it does what it does. When it comes to the Word of God, the Word of God is complete all by itself. It doesn't need any backup. It doesn't need permission to do what it was created to do. One word from God not only can change your life, but also save your life. And this is the importance of the Word, because this word, Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and life. Because of the Word, the nature of the Word, it is spirit and life to us. To believers, we need the Word of God. This is our food bank, and this is our source of strength, of gathering faith, and you know, far as even with faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. So being the Word is what it is. As we partake in the Word, this Word strengthens us spiritually and makes us more aware in the soulish realm, you know, causes us to be more conscious of God, more conscious of His presence, more connected to His presence, more connected to His heart, and everything. And of course, the flesh, we have to train the flesh to do and obey what the voice of the Lord is. And so, with that being said, you know, the Word of God is so valuable to us as believers. We can never neglect or we cannot be ignorant of the devil's devices, but we also cannot be ignorant of the truth of God, His Word. His Word, He said in His Word, heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will stand forever. His Word will be here in the beginning, and also it will be there in the end. So His Word never, the position of the Word in the Christian's life or as a believer never changes. That position never, the way the Word is positioned in our lives never, it will never change, because it is very important for, like, take a deep breath. The air that you release is just as important as that. That Word is just that important to us, that we need this Word in order to live. Now, the other part of that Word is, Jesus said this word that speaks of spirit and life, our spirit and life. It gives us, is our life force in which that we live by. Because as believers, faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. the Word of God help produces faith in our life. And without the Word of God flowing the circle in our life, we will not see the hand of God move like we ought to see as believers. So we got to understand that the importance of the Word of God to us as believers is critical. Now, we all have fallen short of spending the proper time with God daily. And we all, if someone said it didn't, well, either they've been saved for a very short time or somebody's lying. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know where you are. You know what you've been through. You know how true it is. But we have to understand that the Word, the nature, very nature of the Word is prophetic and is powerful. It moves apostolically throughout the world. Of touching and moving, transferring, transforming things and people's lives, just like that. That's what the Word of God does, because the Word of God is what it is. It cannot change. It will not revolt. It will not be stuffed into a corner. But this Word has been sent forth into life, into our lives, to go forth and bring change, usher change, release change for us. So as we continue to do what thus said the Lord, watch and see the hand of God. Watch and see how God handles your problems. Watch and see how he eases your mind. Watch and see how he governs your heart. Watch and see, hallelujah, power of the Holy Ghost in your life. But this comes from constant connection with the Word of God, to where you take in the Word so much that instead of storing up, now you begin to live this Word. Oh, God, hallelujah. This Word becomes alive again in the flesh because you allow it to. Why? Because you get feeding your mind. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, with the perfect will of God. So when we understand the importance of the Word, this is why hearts aren't changed, minds aren't changed, even lives are not transformed, changed, because there's not enough Word pumping through our system to go forth and infect. Listen to what I'm saying. Not enough Word in us, not enough Word in us to go forth into the world to infect the world. See, the power of the Word in our lives is supposed to cause things to happen, bring forth change, interrupt things. It's supposed to shake things up. It's supposed to illuminate things. The Word by itself is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's been created, it's been sent forth, it's been released into our lives to not only bring damage to those things that need to be damaged, but also to bring healing to those things that need to be healed. Put in order those things that need to be just out of order. Bring dominion, bring liberty, bring joy to those things that had to need joy. So the Word always comes for a purpose. It never comes because it has nothing else to do. The Word of God is in our lives on purpose, not by accident, not by mistake, not, oops, I read the wrong thing. It is purposed by God's design as our true nature of the Spirit. We are supposed to get the Word daily. Whew, my God. But because of life and because of the shortcomings of man, we've allowed things to take more priority in getting the Word in our lives. So then we end up fighting life powerless instead of fighting life powerful. The Word of God gives us the power to bring change, to make a difference. Remember Genesis 1:1 talks about the earth was, in the beginning was the Word, God was the Word, was with God, God, the Word was God. It's talking about the Word and the true nature of the Word. The Father, God the Father, released the Word to bring a change. The world was dark and without form and void. So the world was not even in a condition, an operating condition, or an operative condition. Matter of fact, you couldn't see what you were dealing with because it was dark. The state of the world was dark. But when God said, let there be light, he released the Word, let this word or words, let there be light to bring change. And when the Word was released, the light came on and has never gone off to this point. Because that word is still sustaining. Remember, it goes back to the scripture where Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and life. So those words, when it comes from God, is alive unto God. It comes from God. When we speak as the oracles of God, we speak as God tells us to speak. Now we're seeing the word of God in action. Now we're releasing the word of God to our problems or our situation. So when we understand, this is why the enemy fights us so much in spending time in the word, because he's afraid, literally afraid. You know, he's so afraid of us getting the word. See, this is why we can't scare the devil by carrying the Bible. You carrying the Bible does not scare the devil. I know it's going to pose and make the devil nervous. Okay, maybe because, you know, he want to see where you about to go with this thing. Are you going to go further? Or you just grab the word and try to look the part and not walk the part. Amen. So, as we see here, when he grabbed hold of the word, now the word has purpose and power to it. And he said, let there be light. And it was. So remember, the scripture says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. You read that verse again. It is the spirit that quickeneth. It is the spirit that quickens, moves, jolts, you know, bring life to it. Yeah, the spirit that gives life to it. The flesh profit nothing. There's nothing that, you know, directly that the work due to the flesh or the appearance of the flesh is not naturally changed. Not like that. The words that I speak unto you. Now, this is a very distinguished part here because, remember now, the Bible was not written to non-believers. The Bible was written to believers. Now, of course, it helps us to know the word and get the word, so the word, take the purpose of the word, go forth and bring change. That means change in lives, too. So we're not excluding anyone who's not saved, but it is divinely written to those who are in Christ so they can grow and go further in Christ, build from which we have what we had in the former times, now and to bring into times now. The word of God adds to your life, strengthens your life, gives life structure, gives life purpose. It gives us purpose by God's design. It profit the flesh profit nothing. It's not an immediate thing that the flesh is going to receive. But I do believe that the word of God causes your youth to be renewed daily. Scripture said, "With the renewed you mean your renewed being renewed daily." But it gives you purpose. He says, "The words that I speak unto you." The words that speak unto you. So this is also dealing with the truth of the word of God as the Lord speaking to you. As whenever you hear a word, it speaks to you, it touches you, it affects you. So because the word of God affects you, Jesus is saying, these words that I speak unto you, these are the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. See, I don't care how many people say it, but when it comes from a certain sound, an impact is going to be made. See, we have to understand this is why we won't receive the word from everyone. It's like dinner. You don't eat at everyone's table. I mean, some of you probably do, but the fact of the matter, it's not really good to eat at everybody's table. Because even the way people prepare stuff, cook stuff, deliver stuff, whatever could be going on in the case, the fact of the matter is it could be early dangerous. We have to know who's feeding us. Where is this word coming from? What is it doing in my life now? All right, so spirit and life. They're spirit and life. So because it's spirit and life,
That means you are a walking weapon ready to release. Load a timeline. Never know. God allows some things to block you to save you. God allows some things to happen in order for you not to really miss out. So as we continue in this thing, just know that God's purpose and his by his design is his plan. His plan never gets old. It never goes stale. Because it's because of the heart of God in which we function that brings change. The heart of God. We got to be willing and obedient. Then we shall eat the good of the land. Let this word not depart from you. So we need the word. That was Joshua 101. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. So we need the word in order for us to be effective. Without the word, we will lose our effects. We will lose the edge of being effective. Effective. We cannot do it in ourselves alone, but by his design, his makeup, his introduction of life, his life force. Now we can see the effect of what the word of God brings. All right, so amen. Joshua chapter 1. Okay, so we go here. He goes on and we'll start where? Verse 5. Therefore shall not any man be able to stand with thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now here is the word of God being spoken to Joshua. The Father basically is now giving him his ordination, his authority to go forth, the permission for the authority to go forth. So as we in the position of authority, So he says, now at the death of Moses, my servant, it came to pass that the Lord speaking to Joshua, son of Nun, and Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over to this Jordan. Thou and all his people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Okay, I'm slipping down. I don't want to go past that. Okay, let me hit 3. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now, that's a promise that Joshua could hold on to. That's something, see, once again, what we get from the word is going to be good for our spirit. It's going to always bring that thing that we need in order for us to be effective in God. And God has given us, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Everything that we need, he's already given to us. I'm going to put a scripture up in a few minutes. But let's go to verse 6. Be strong. Well, he said verse 6 says, be strong and of a good courage, for this people shall thou divide into an inheritance the land, which I swear to their fathers to give them. God is about to make good on the promise that he made to his fathers in times past. So he wants, so he's beginning to set some things up. He's positioning Joshua for success. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So when you look at it, he says, be thou strong and very courageous. Being courageous doesn't mean that you don't fear anything, or you know that you, you know, that something is really bothering you. Being fearless is not being in denial. Sometimes people think, you know, for us to be courageous, we have to be in denial of what's going on. But we can be fully aware. He goes on to say, until the people thou shalt divide into and inherit the land. So here's God's position and his people how to keep his heart, keep their hearts courage, encouraged, and not only that, preparing them for change. This is why the word of God is unbreakable. It's unbreakable truth. The word of God brings change. The word of God is not changed far as those it cannot be changed. It itself, with the very nature of it itself, but the word of God has been sent to make an impact and change in our lives. Okay? All right. Then he goes on to say, be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do. That word, observe to do, that means look with the intent to do. That means you're reading it with the intent to apply it. You're reading it in the attempt to, with the intention to walk it out. You're reading the God with the intention to obey it. You're receive the word of God in order for us to, you know, to be rested or whatever we need, you know, God to do. In order for it to effectively meet you in life, we need to consume this word. We have to, in order for us to have God's best, it's going to take a release. It's going to take everything that we need from God to show up and happen. Amen. Okay, all right. Now at this time, I want to see if there's anyone who have a comment, concern, or a question, or need prayer. Amen. The floor is now open. Amen. You can press 1, and you can go forth and speak. Amen. So, he says, Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. So without the word of God, we can't prosper. Without the word of God, we can't stand effectively and be who we are. So as we continue to get into the word, just know the word is coming to you for a purpose and on purpose. And through the purpose and plan of God. So those three ways are being fulfilled as the word is coming forth into your life. Let the word change you. Let's talk about that for a second. As a truth bearer, like how you are, because as you, the Bible was written to you, to me, us as believers of the community. So when we, as we're taking this in, there's a plan that's being shipped and shaped on our behalf. We have to stand firm and be strong because the enemy desires to sift us as wheat. But because we love God, because we trust God, even if we can't trace it, we hold fast to this change. See, we got to know that the word of God has come not just to sit around in the atmosphere, but the word comes to bring change. The word comes to empower, enlighten. The word of God comes with an identity. He belongs to God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Every chance you get, you be eating this word. Every chance you get, eat this word. Okay. Which Moses, my servant, commanding, turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever they do. So understand your life can't effectively change until we receive the word. The word, the way, purpose, and plan by God, that's the only way. So as we continue to trust God and believe God and going forth to God, we cannot lose. We have to trust Him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct my path. God is ready to direct your path. He's ready to bring change. He's ready to add the salsa to your bland life. He's ready to make moves on your behalf. He's about to set you up for greatness. He's already in you. You just need to be activated, stirred up, and take what the Lord has given to you. So glory to God. So as we continue to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our understanding. Hallelujah. So as we continue to move, flow, live, operate in this place of reception, watch and see what happens through God. God is setting us up for a big event, big turnaround that's going to cause change to happen. He's waiting for the appointed time. So we have to wait as well. There's a different chance it will come before then, but it, just in case, you want to wait. So glory to God. As he says, in the book of the law, not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. We are falling through the cracks in this. We're not meditating. We're not spending time with God the way we ought to. You know, amen. This is where we really had to grow up and allow God to help us. Jesus. If there's anyone who have any questions, comments, concerns, or prayer requests, press the number 1 and you just get in. Amen. So as we go into a little further, he says, observe to do to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. It is in your nature to be successful. That's why some of the things that is hard to take, because even the path is well taken, has been warned and well taken, is by those who are foolish, those who don't value their life and their freedom, those who don't value this moment. So we have to be mindful and careful that we don't set ourselves up for fail. Amen. So, amen. Moving on. And so, once again, if anyone has any questions, comments, concerns, amen, raise press 1 and you can get you right on in. Amen. So, as we continue to see that in motion, now let's go back to the word where we left off. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now let's go down to verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. He goes on to say, verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are persecuted, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not cast down. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we get knocked down, y'all. Sometimes we have a hard time through a transitional period, or sometimes we just hit the wall, no apparent reason. And, you know, it was very wild because I'm thinking, wow, never had this happen before. But God is so awesome that no matter what happens or takes place, He's already steps ahead of us. He's already waiting on change. So praise God. Amen. We go on a little bit further. He goes on to say, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, and not destroyed. Okay. All right, so understanding. This is why God has allowed us to come together on one accord. We draw strength from one another. We draw strength. Amen. We draw strength from one another to effectively do what the Father has called us to do. You know, amen. So we do have this in motion. Amen. So as we continue to see the Father move and cause things to be shifted, moved around, is these opportunities that we have that sometimes we can miss if we're not careful. But God knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly what we need, and He will get us there. Amen. He will get us there. Thank you, Jesus. So, once again, if there's anyone who desires to meet or greet, amen,
You will come to it at this time. Amen. All right. Now, understanding that since when it comes down to it, so we're talking about truth break of the truth. We're talking about truth being broken. Truth cannot be broken, no matter how hard you try. Many want to challenge you, but God got our back. He knows exactly what's going to happen before it happens. That's the awesome thing about God. He is just awesome. He's right at the right time, in the right place. So, praise the Lord. Amen. So, as we go a little further, all right, we are troubled on every side. I'd like to deal with that part again. He said, verse 12. All right. I'm sorry, where's John chapter? John chapter. Okay, all right. Now, so anyway, as we look at the kingdom of God, of how the way, the method of God operation, the way he does things, how he gets things done, it's powerful, yet kind of crazy, but he definitely is doing it. There's different things that these places have going on that we don't find out what things are until we stand in the midst of it, or we're in the midst of going through some challenges. Now, when we're going through our times of challenging, these are not the time. That's not the time to give up. This is why we often encourage you guys, don't give up. Whatever you're going through, don't give up. Fight your way through it. Stand firm. Stand your ground. Because these challenges in life come to break you. They come to break you down to your lowest term. Some things come in your life to try. Matter of fact, to see where you stand, how much pressure you can actually take in order for you to be, for them to quote unquote make you bust. We have to learn and to endure the truth. The truth can be hard to bear. It could be just as crazy as holding two edged razor blades, you know, far as into your face, because it's right there. But the word of God would not be broken. We must understand as also as truth bearers. Let me bring it down to you now. We're talking about the unbreakable truth. The word of God cannot be broken. The world was already in a bad place, but the word from God, one word from God changed everything, shifted. Amen. So as we continue to see changes that do happen, as we understand why they do, Even for as we continue to press and see, watch the changes that's made in our lives and see how it affects us. Watch and see what helps at a certain time to help maybe even ease tension as far as new people. But bottom line is the change has now come. In the word, the truth of the word of God does not change. The word, the truth is going to be the truth from the beginning to the end. Now, the other anything else beyond the word is subject to be changed. It's subject to try to find its own way without you. You know, we have to be mindful and careful that no matter how much we think that we know, that we can't learn more. We have to see, we are humble. We have to be humble before God. We can't be full of ourselves and want God to pour into us and fill our cup. How can he fill our cup when you're already full of you? It's not possible. So we must also hold fast to his word and allow his word to do what it does. He's awesome just like that. Amen. As we move a little further. So understand Second Corinthians chapter 4, as we're looking at these different things that he's mentioned about verse 8, he said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Now, pressure break pipes. Many of you have heard the same, pressure break pipes. True testing of the strength and tungsten, strength of steel, weight has to be applied. Now I want you to hear me tonight. Hear what I'm saying. In order for them to prove out the strength of something, in order for a strength to be proven, weight must be applied. Not W-A-I-T, W-E-H-I-T,
of must apply, with the weight to apply. Because of, as we see the opportunities as it comes forth, the Lord is moving in a miraculous way. He's touching lives in areas that we didn't do it. God's giving experiences that's going to cause change to happen throughout our lives. So here it is. As we see the truth of God, what it is, this is, truth is unbreakable. It cannot be broken. And then we saw what the truth bearers. Now, if you heard me say this statement before, some of you may have, or some of you may not. To be broken to God is to be unbreakable to the world. To be broken to God, the Lord wants a contrite, he wants a contrite heart and a renewed spirit. So we also need that newness, the upgrading, the change. This is why when someone remodels a home, he gives it a new look, a new perspective. See, this is why God wants his word in us, so his word can begin to do surgery on us, through us, by us. You know, a lot of times this word is coming forth. Sometimes we think we limit the word to our condition. We limit the word to what is what we're going through. Well, this is the other reason that going at that. God's word does not change. No matter what we're going through, no matter what whoever said, his word will never change. And our word has to be just as good in that way, as far as not to be, you know, changed. We cannot change and expect others to follow. We have to stay true to our truth, game to our game, and allow him to move in majesty and power in our lives. So as we stand firm on God's word, remember, know that his word is unbreakable. The word of God cannot break anything. So as we continue to see for what it is, let us know, and let us even decide, even in the midst of the conference, just know that God is moving. Just because we don't hear anything about it doesn't mean God is not moving. We have to know and trust us to believe that no matter what happens, or no matter what's happening, God's word will be strong. His word will come through financially. His word is not breakable. His word cannot even be bent. His truth. His word is truth. His word is life. His word is everything that we need and more. So glory to God. As we embrace his presence, let his presence work on us. Some of us have trust issues. Some of us have different persecution thing going on, that some people have abused you, taken advantage of you in one form or another. This is your season to arise. This is your time to come alive. This is your time to break out of norm and walk into the new. It is nothing but your time. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity that we have tonight to get into his word. Amen. I'll open the floor. If there's anyone who have questions, comments, need prayer, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. Press 1 to speak. Glory to God. So be encouraged with this word tonight. Know to be unbreakable to God is to be broken to the world. We have allowed some things in our life that God did not orchestrate or plan. And sometimes when things burn us or take advantage of us, now we're upset. We don't want to, you know, we are upset, best way to put it. But realizing that it was part of our own behavior that got us in trouble. So the Lord is faithful. He is just. All that he needs for us to do is follow him. Glory to God. So, amen. We're going to stop right here. If there's anyone who have a question, comments, concerns, amen. Also, any prayer requests, we want to pray for you as well. We want to hold you up in prayer, amen. We won't be on the line next week. I'm going to be in Rochester, New York, or Williamson, New York, next week, and be speaking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So praise God. If those who can join us, can hit me up on the inbox for more details as we need to give it, amen. But just know that God is moving according to his spirit. Glory to God. He's moving. He's moving rapidly. So if there's anyone at this time who need understanding or need any deal from the Lord, this is the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. I was going to say very quickly as we get out of here, but we just thank God for how He's moved, how His Spirit is operating and moving on our lives, in our lives. Amen. We do expect greater things to happen, more things to come. We're looking forward to this transitioning and the shifting that God is moving on our behalf. So praise the Lord, and God bless you all. Amen. If there's anyone else, the floor is now open. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. Well, we thank the Lord for your word and each and every one who gave forth. And we thank God. God bless you all. And you all have a great night. And once again, we won't be on next week. We'll be in Williamson, New York, preaching for three days in a row. And we'll finish it up on Sunday night. And we'll go out and, amen, enjoy the town, enjoy the city, amen, a little bit longer before I take that flight and come on back here. So to those who can, please pray our strength in the Lord for safe travels and all things being well, and even for touching one another, just far as staying in touch and continue to go forth and sustain us, keep us as we're on the road traveling. So God bless you all. Thank you for just being here on the line tonight, and we couldn't do it without you. Amen. God bless you all. Have a nice night. Bye-bye. My life and home shall Yeah. Have you been good to you? I lift up my